You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here with Mark Cockshall, the Chief Executive Officer of ICANN Jersey. Mark is here to talk about Braille learning, which is something the charity has set up. Hi Mark, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks very much for having me, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
When did ICANN first begin encouraging people to learn Braille?
Well, ICANN's one of the oldest charities in Jersey, so we've been around since 1886, and this certainly isn't something new for us, but it most certainly is something where we've seen declining demand. We had two people that were learning Braille actively with us, and to the good fortune, the RNIB Braille 200 event visited us during May. It's really inspired us really to be more proactive and to start doing some more work in this space at the moment. So whilst we've just got two currently learning, we do have plans for the future. There's a number of reasons why I think it's fallen away over the years, with technology being one of those. But with 54 young families that we understand are coming through the education process in Jersey, there's a real opportunity to grow and further develop the skills around Braille.
Can you tell us what a typical Braille class is like at ICANN? Is it in person or online?
Well, because our numbers are so small at the moment, we've got two people learning. They are one-to-one sessions, so one at Wesley, our centre in St Martin's in Jersey, and the other one's at home. But of course, as that grows, our aim is to grow the teaching of Braille, as we will need to review that and see how we do that, because it won't be sustainable to keep doing one-to-ones based on the current low numbers. But we do have colleagues in education who are supporting us with this. We've also got resources further afield to support should we need to break out into class settings or even do things online as well.
ICANN continues to promote Braille classes. However, it has been reported that numbers are low. Do you think this is a cause of lack of interest or more awareness of Braille in general?
I think it's a range of things, really, and I think technology has a role to play in seeing the decline that we've experienced here in Jersey. I think there's an understanding issue about what Braille is and how it's used. So that awareness raising, particularly by RNIB Braille 200 event, we were really fortunate to have that visit us here in Jersey. Dave Williams, known to many, I'm sure, from the Braillist Foundation, spoke with inspiration around his life experiences, and it was really, really refreshing to hear such enthusiasm around the use of Braille and how creative you can be with using it as well.
What would you say the benefits are of learning Braille to try and encourage other people to learn Braille?
Well, I think it comes back to core skills, and particularly when technology fails. So those core skills are really important. I think anything really that enhances the ability to communicate better and in more diverse ways has to be seen as a positive. And even chatting through with Dave Williams during his visit here, it's about really exploiting those sensory options to make sure that you can fully maximise the opportunity to use the different forms of sensory, and clearly touch is one of those. And to listen just how creative Dave has been using Braille, I found absolutely inspirational. And we know that we've got young families here, parents are looking towards their young children and really quite excited to take the opportunity to learn and better understand Braille as they grow through their young lives.
You said that you have some future plans for trying to increase the awareness of Braille learning. What plans do you have, or is it still quite new at the moment?
It is quite new. We were fortunate to have the local media outlets give us some good coverage from the recent RNIB Braille 200 event. And with that, we've got still some media to come where the media outlets have actually been out and interviewed those, some of those young families I mentioned, to understand what those aspirations look for the future. And so that's yet to come. And I think obviously the more people, not only to the in-person event itself, the more people that see these media outlets and grow that better understanding about what Braille is and how impactive it can be, has to be a good thing in our society and our small island here in Jersey. And of course, by contagion, the more people that are seeing that they can take up and learn Braille, we hope that that will have a positive impact on some of that growth as well.
How can people get in touch with ICANN Jersey should they wish to learn Braille or simply find out more information about the charity?
So they can give us a call on 01534 864 689. They can email us on info@ICANN, That's eyecan.je. Visit our website, of course. And we are the only sight loss charity on Ireland, so people can come to our premises at Westley without appointment and just come and have a chat about what's in the art of possible. We also work closely with our colleagues in education. There's some dedicated staff and teaching assistants with specialisms around visual impairment, and they'd be more than willing to help as well.
Thanks, Mark, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Jennifer. Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.